People are promoted in their jobs every day, and those promotions don't cause us to take much notice. But in early January, the Vermont State Police announced that Ingrid Jonas was being elevated from the rank of lieutenant to that of captain. The news was particularly important because she became the first female in the agency's history to reach the rank of captain. Captain Ingrid Jonas is with us today. Welcome back to Vermont Edition and congratulations on your promotion.
Thank you.
So when your promotion was announced by the state police, the fact that you were the first woman to become captain was sort of promoted as this great thing for the state police. For you, is that a distraction or an annoying thing to be promoted or to be sort of put out there as a female captain? Or do you see it as a personal accomplishment?
Well, you know, it's an honor to be promoted to captain with the type of responsibilities I'll have. The female aspect of it is certainly goes along with, you know, feeling honored. But, you know, I think it would be nice if we had a day where that wasn't such a big point.
So given that, what does it represent to the state police, do you think, the fact that they've been saying, look, this is a big deal for us to have a woman who's a captain because it's something that's never happened before?
All right. Well, I think it's, you know, it's been the intent of our leadership to promote diversity in our agency, and that really our department has set their sights on that, and that was their intention for a while.
My understanding is that to become captain, you have to apply for this job. It's not something that was just handed to you. So what made you want it?
Well, you know, the work itself in this particular captain position was very interesting to me. It is a departure from what I've done for the majority of my career. But it was something that I felt would be a way to serve the department sort of from behind the scenes as I get ready to retire, closer to retirement, I should say.
Yes, and the listening audience can't see you, but you don't look like a person who's very close to retirement. It's a different story in police and in the state police ranks.
That's correct, yeah.
So you just said that this position allowed you to do some things that you thought were very interesting. Can you describe what you're going to be doing?
Sure. So this position is about maintaining the integrity of the training and recruitment process that we have, and also developing and, you know, making the work appealing to people outside of our department, making it appealing as something that someone would want to see themselves doing.
So you mean in terms of recruitment,
right?
Appealing to people who want the job. My understanding also is that the state police has something like more than 24 job openings right now. Are you going to be able to fill those? Are staff and budget cuts coming that will not allow you to fill them?
I don't have the exact answer on that. I hear a lot about scary budget cuts, but my intent and my hope is to be able to work with my staff to get 15 highly qualified recruits in our next class.
So what do those recruits look like to you if the idea of diversity and appealing to people who might never have thought of themselves as police officers is the goal?
All right. So, you know, a qualified applicant to our department is someone who is community-minded, compassionate, and a highly skilled communicator, someone who has good judgment and cares about people, someone that you would want to, that you would feel trusting of if they came into your home to ask you very personal questions about something that happened to you. You know, somebody who you feel comfortable with and who can also take charge of a situation when that needs to happen.
So if your goal is to make the Vermont State Police more appealing to that type of person, how do you do that?
Well, I think, you know, you sort of, you lead that charge by being that way yourself and by being visible and making that aspect of our agency most visible. You know, we have recruiters, we have a whole office of professional development that's centered around these values. And we reach out. We want to reach out to the community, to diverse communities, and talk with people, have personal one-on-one conversations about this work and about what skills it requires.
At one of the other aspects of your job as commander of Staff Operations Section is that you'll be in charge of helping to plan for what kind of training officers go through on a yearly basis, that sort of retraining or enhanced training after they've gone through the academy. What are your goals for what kinds of training or what gaps you'd like to see filled in that training go on?
All right. Well, I think we have to continually be looking at how we communicate. And I think that can take lots of different training training approaches, but basically not being viewed as robots and not being seen as unapproachable, but how do we communicate with perhaps more vulnerable populations? How do we work with people with mental illness? How do we work with children? How do we work with people who don't trust us or have biases against us? How do we eliminate some of those barriers that keep us from people trusting us to serve them?
You mentioned, Captain Jonas, that you're not that far away from retirement at this point, but take us back to when you decided to become a police officer. What was your thought process?
I was working in the domestic violence intervention field, and it was very intense, and I knew I wasn't going to be able to sustain that type of work, but I still had that sort of justice and safety motivation, and I had law enforcement officers who were friends and who were supportive of me and recruiting me to do this and who took me on ride-alongs and talked to me about what their lives were like, and I decided I would try out, you know, and it worked out. I won't tell you about the Nancy Drew and Hardy Boys novels that I read as a kid where I thought, oh, I really want to be a detective. I didn't really realize you had to go through, you know, the recruit training and all these things, but I survived it and it was great. So.
And then you did, as a lieutenant, get to do those kinds of inspections, perhaps not Nancy Drew style, but you were doing investigations.
That's correct. That was the bulk of my career. And I love that work and it's so great. And I want to do everything I can to promote men and women through the ranks to become great detectives.
Well, again, congratulations on your promotion and thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Ingrid Jonas is a captain in the Vermont State Police as commander of the Staff Operations Section. She oversees recruiting and training, internal affairs, and professional standards, among other things.